This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Philadelphia, the close and already angry mayoral race took a dramatic turn this week when a high-tech surveillance device was found in the office of the incumbent, John Street. When the bug was discovered, the FBI immediately announced that it was not campaign-related, and that led to speculation the bug could be part of a federal corruption probe. From member station WHYY, Brad Linder reports.
Philadelphia Mayor John Street, a Democrat completing his first term, has been in the public eye for 25 years. He says in that time he's done nothing to warrant a federal investigation. And he says the U.S. Attorney's Office has assured him that he is not a target.
I'm convinced that there never has been and there never will be any basis for targeting this mayor in anything that's illegal.
But that doesn't mean that federal officials haven't been investigating people close to Street. The FBI and other law enforcement agencies say they can neither confirm nor deny that any investigation is underway. But earlier this year, the mayor's brother, Milton Street, was on the verge of receiving a no-bid $1 million contract with the Philadelphia airport. After local media got hold of the story, Mayor Street stepped in and severed the deal. A city official in the Street administration has been charged with ignoring traffic tickets for the politically connected in the city, and the FBI issued search warrants yesterday for the home and office of Shamsuddin Ali, a politically active Muslim cleric who's the founder of a Philadelphia school that's received $4 million from the Community College of Philadelphia for classes that were never offered. This morning on NBC's Today Show, Street, who is black, said he suspects the whole incident could be racially or politically motivated. Other Democrats have taken a similar line. Congressman Bob Brady, the chair of the Democratic Party in Philadelphia, hinted of collusion between state and national Republicans.
I just think that the U.S. government's trying to influence an election. I mean, what's the timing? Why don't they, you know, less than a month before an election, here comes the United States government coming in a bug in an office, and they're supposed to protect the citizens of the city of Philadelphia. They're not supposed to influence an election, and that's just what they're doing. Why couldn't they wait a month?
But Sam Katz, the Republican mayoral nominee who lost a close election to Street 4 years ago, says it's the Democrats who are politicizing the incident. And he says that charges that Republicans are behind the bugging are ridiculous.
To get a wiretap, it would seem to me to go into the office of a sitting mayor, an incumbent mayor in an election year, 28 days before an election or 40 days before an election, and to get a federal judge to agree to allow that, I would think would require a pretty high standard.
For his part, Mayor Street says he's trying to get on with the business of running the city.
I'm a mayor. I'm a person who does my work in City Hall. I do my work in the neighborhoods and in the communities of this city. My primary concern has always been to lift the cloud off of City Hall because some actions were taken from which people might reasonably or unreasonably infer that I have done something wrong. I have not done anything wrong.
Philadelphia voters have 26 days to sort out the charges and countercharges. Meanwhile, Republican and Democratic leaders are demanding that the Justice Department reveal the details of the investigation before Election Day. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.